You are listening to the 2-Minute Time Warp, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is 2-Minute Time Warp, podcast number 284. Not much to say today about the recent releases of the prequel, prologue, minisode, whatever they're going to call it, for the Christmas special during Children in Need, and of the trailer, other than I'm less than enthused about efforts to ape Douglas Adams' style. The comedy routines with Madame Vastor and Jenny and Strax just struck me as they were lacking the mention of a disused lavatory with a sign saying, "Beware the Leopard." I have to say I'm also mild about snowmen. However, I was really excited by the just absolute chemistry between Matt Smith and Jenna Louise Coleman as Matt Smith and Jenna Louise Coleman. I think these two are going to be a lot of fun to watch together in the coming series, as well as the Christmas special. So I am looking forward to that. Reservations about Killer Snowmen to the contrary. But that's not why we're here today. We're here for a special guest 2-Minute Time Lord recording from Stephen Shapansky, whom you may know from The Memory Cheats and some podcast about James Bond and, oh yeah, Radio Free Scarrow. And he's going to talk about Doctor Who Day.
Every November 23rd, I celebrate the anniversary of Doctor Who's first broadcast by watching An Unearthly Child, the very first episode, at precisely 10:16 and 20 seconds local time, which is the exact time, to the second, that the episode aired in England back in 1963. Yes, this is a remarkably focused and nerdy thing to do, but it also makes me feel like I'm in step with all those who were watching at the exact same time, who are watching it many years in the past. It makes me appreciate the awe and wonder that those who were watching must have felt at the time, witnessing this otherworldly spectacle taking place in a gloomy junkyard. I can think of no other episode more appropriate to not only launch the show in 1963, but to introduce viewers new to classic Doctor Who, or new to Doctor Who in general, than An Unearthly Child. It has all the elements that are essential to Doctor Who. Tense drama, great character interaction, a mysterious time traveler who travels in time and space in a wondrous machine that's bigger on the inside than it is on the outside. And that's it. Because those few fundamentals are all you need to truly understand and enjoy Doctor Who. Even with all the monsters and villains and time wars and dancing and unit dating arguments that have followed in the past 49 years, the core of Doctor Who remains rooted in that junkyard in 1963. And even though, over the years, every November 23rd, I've watched An Unearthly Child on poor quality videotape, on DVD, on an iPod, and this year, possibly, in a room surrounded by many other Doctor Who fans at Chicago TARDIS, it feels like I'm watching it again for the first time. It feels familiar yet different. It's about returning home, both to see where the show came from and to see where it's going.
Thanks, Stephen. You can find Stephen on Twitter at Legopolis, not Logopolis, Legopolis. It's this pun. See, he likes Lego and he likes Doctor Who, so there you go. Clever, huh? You can find me at numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. There's no pun there. Also on Twitter. Or Facebook, for that matter. And the podcast is at twominutetimelord.com. Thanks, and I'll see you very soon with a couple of chicks who are unraveling time.